Protesters have gathered in cities around the world in recent days to demand that leaders take more aggressive action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and halt the rise of carbon in atmosphere. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said his generation has failed in responsibility to protect the planet.
Our world's forests are on fire. As we meet today, thick smog is choking tens of thousands of hectares of forest in Indonesia. And fires are still raging in the Amazon, afflicting millions of acres of rainforest.
Video of Brazil's Amazon forest burning this year have raised concerns over the vulnerability of natural areas that pull carbon from atmosphere. Mayor Arthur Virgilio Neto, whose city, Manaus, lies in the middle of the blazes, called for action.
Main leaders in the world, if they don't take seriously this problem, we have a planet that maybe will not worth to be inhabited by us. It will be unbearable. We cannot say yes to everything that comes from ideas of President Donald Trump. I think he is not understanding that his position is very bad. It's very bad for the future of humanity.
The president has cast doubt on global warming and said efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions will hurt American workers and damage the fossil fuel industry. Despite his opposition, climate analyst David Wasko of World Resource Institute says climate policies continue in the United States at the local level.
Well, I think in the United States itself, we're continuing to see a quite substantial amount of action from cities, from states, and from business that, although it doesn't make up for what the federal government isn't doing, it can take us quite a ways and do a significant amount of good.
The Trump administration backed out of Paris Climate Agreement and rolled back scores of regulations over clean air and water in the United States. Despite those actions, Trump insisted last month at G7 summit that he continues to think of himself as an environmentalist.
And I think I know more about the environment than most people. I want clean air, I want clean water, I want a wealthy country, I want a spectacular country with jobs, with pensions, with so many things.
Other countries that rely on fossil fuel for critical electricity needs are also speaking at the summit. David Wasko says there is still time for countries to take concrete action, but the window is closing.
2020 is the time when countries need to come forward with stronger commitments under the Paris Agreement. And they also have an opportunity to come forward with strategies for 2050, how we're going to get on a zero emissions pathway.
We're here as citizens of the planet.
Climate activists hope that they can convince governments to move faster to reduce carbon emissions, and vow that they will keep protesting to keep the pressure on. At the United Nations, Saqib al-Islam, VOA News.